This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Telling you what Allah has given us the promise. Allah has given us a promise in no less than three places in the glorious Quran. In Surah Tawbah chapter number 9 verse number 33, in Surah Fatah chapter 48 verse number 28, and Surah Saf chapter number 61 verse number 9. Allah says, هُوَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ رَسُولُهُ بِالْهُدَىٰ وَالدِّينُ الْحَقِّ لِيُوَذِيرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ. That Allah sent His Messenger with guidance and the religion of truth, so that it will prevail over all the other religions, all the other isms, whether it be communism, atheism, socialism, Christianism, Buddhism, Hinduism, Judaism. Islam is destined to supersede all, kulli, overcome them all. Allah is giving a promise. هُوَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ رَسُولَهُ بِالْهُدَىٰ. Allah sent His Messenger with guidance and the religion of truth, so that it will prevail over all the other religions. Kulli. And Allah ends it in two verses. In Surah Tawbah chapter 9 verse 33 and Surah Saf chapter number 16 verse number 9, Allah says, وَلَوْ قَلْيَ الْمُشْرِكُونَ. However much the mushrik don't like it. And Surah Fatah chapter 48 verse 28, He says, وَقَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِدًا. And enough is Allah as a witness. Allah does not require you and me the rubbish that we are. Allah does not require us to make His deen prevail. If Allah wants, He can make everyone Muslims kun fayakun very easily. Allah is giving us an opportunity to do a prophet's job and to earn a prophet's reward. Allah does not require you and me the rubbish you are. If I start thinking, if I don't do dawah, Islam will not spread, I'm the biggest fool in the world. Allah does not require me to do dawah. Allah is giving me an opportunity. I'm a humble servant of Allah. I was a stammerer. I could not speak in front of 25 people. Now Allah has made me speak in front of 1,000, 100,000, 1 million people live. Allah is giving us an opportunity. Grab it. Allah does not require you and me the rubbish that we are. Allah is giving an opportunity. Make hay while the sun is shining. Dawah is fard on every Muslim. And now, as I told you, Allah is checking everyone in Palestine. For Allah to make the Palestinian wins, kun fayakun. He can do it in a second, do it in a day. But Allah is checking us, testing us. Do you think for Allah to defeat the Israelis, is it difficult? No. Allah is testing us. And what is happening? The Palestinians are passing with flying colors. We get social media message. They are proud. Oh, mashallah, I only had two sons. They have died. If I had 10 sons, all would have gone to save Masjid Aqsa. The Palestinians are doing fardh kifaya. They are protecting the third holiest site in Islam, Masjid Aqsa. If they would not have done that, we would have had to go there. They are doing fardh kifaya. What are we doing? Sitting on a backside doing nothing. They are flying, they are passing with flying colors. What are we doing? Allah is testing all the Muslims, not only the Muslims of Palestine. Are we gathering together? If we are united, no one will dare touch us, because we are divided. They are taking advantages of. If the full Muslim Ummah unites, and again, the Khalifa is reinstated, the Caliphate. I was happy to be at Sokoto. They call it the Caliphate. And that gives me, so there is at least some caliphate. If we revive the Khilafat at the time of the Khulafa Rashideen, inshallah, no one will be able to touch the Muslims or play around with the Muslims. The quotation of the glorious Quran from Surah Fusila, chapter number 41, verse number 33, which gives you the best profession according to the Quran. Allah says the best profession for a Muslim, according to the Quran, in Surah Fusila, chapter 41, verse 33, is وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَالَ مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Who is better in speech than one who invites to the way of thy Lord, walks righteousness, and says that I'm a Muslim. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.